Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey will take the oath of office today as she begins her first full term as governor. Dexter Avenue and other downtown roads will be closed this morning for the inauguration. For a full list of closures, visit alabamanews.net. A Birmingham police sergeant was killed and another officer critically injured early Sunday morning while investigating a suspected car burglary. Police say two suspects are now in custody. One of the suspects was shot and is receiving medical treatment. And the Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming murder trial. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the 2-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Washington Post reports President Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Deadly winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East. More than a foot of snow in some parts.
A new report by the Centers for Disease Control says the U.S. birth rate is at its lowest level in 3 decades.
Police on the scene of a mall shooting in Utah. Customers wounded and running for cover.
Sarah Thomas became the first woman ever to officiate at an NFL playoff game.
The toll of the shutdown growing even more severe at airports in Miami and Houston. They're closing terminals there because of a TSA shortage.
Couple of great matchups in the NFC and AFC. High-powered Rams, high-powered Saints, a lot of offense. In the AFC, Chiefs, Patriots, second-year star Pat Mahomes against the ageless wonder Tom Brady.
The movie The Upside beat all expectations.
Surprising everyone who thought Aquaman would be number one for a fourth week in a row. Aquaman crossed $1 billion in international box office this weekend.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then any caller can get in. Yes, I did say any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of stuff that you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So come on, if you haven't been there, it is a great place to go. So many, always something new, always something good at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Say hi to Reed and Karen Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They really, really like that. Also, Don Duncan All-American Tire had somebody who went to them this weekend that sent me a Facebook page and said they resolved a problem, and they also resolved my son's problem. He was having problems with his Chevy Cruze diesel, and he wouldn't get enough oomph. The turbo wasn't working on it. So All American Mike suggested, well, just drive it hard on the way back from Knoxville. He did that, but that was only a 5-hour drive. It stopped stopping the times with Dina the dog. So he takes it down to Don Duncan's here, and they said, well, can we keep the car for a day, another day? Mm-hmm. And what they did is they ran the car, just idled it for 14 hours. And then they would go out and drive it, you know, during that 14 hours. Daniel said he called me. He said he got into the car and said it was the difference between driving a horse-drawn carriage and an actual car, because the turbo was actually working.
I guess there's something like the line was clogged partially.
Yeah, what happens is, you know, it has that carbon deposits that come out, and what it does is it gets carbon buildup, so you're not getting enough air in there to get it where the turbo's really affected, so you have to blow out the carbon. That was never a problem with my diesel Mercedes because I drove the crap out of that car.
I've been in the car with you, I know.
Oh, man. I drove that thing to death, literally. I saw it not long ago. It's still in Montgomery. People driving around here in Montgomery. I walked up to the guy and said, I think this is my car. Can I look in the back seat and look at something? And he said, yep, this is my car. I said, this thing is a great car. Nice. I said, except for the air conditioning issue, it's great. So the air conditioner go down. Air conditioner on Mercedes is expensive.
Yes.
So, let's see which way we want to go here. Let's see. New caravan forming in Central America, so they say, on Fox and Friends.
There is another major caravan forming right now in Honduras. And so far, we're trying to break it up. But so far, it's bigger than anything we've seen.
All right, with another migrant caravan forming in Honduras, you just heard the president. What will happen to the 5.8 or the billions of dollars the U.S. pledged to the development of Central America? Should the president pull the funding or threaten to? Joining us right now to discuss it for the first time as a Fox News contributor, Morgan Ortegas. Morgan, first off, what's the president to do now? We know it's forming. We know we don't want them. We know that's not the way to come here. How do we stop this pattern?
So I think that there's a number of short-term and long-term things that the president can do. First off, what's something that they could immediately work on the Congress with? We need to change these asylum laws. Now, because the president put pressure on Mexico, we did see that asylum seekers have to apply for asylum in Mexico. You could take that even a step further and actually require for people in these Northern Triangle countries, which are Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, to apply for asylum in the nearest U.S. embassy or U.S. consulate. So that would actually have them stay in the country instead of embarking on this very dangerous caravan. We also have a public perception issue. You know, the problem is with little information in these countries, there is this perception that when you go on the caravan, you get into the United States, and it seems like you're with a bunch of people. So there's a public perception that this is successful. That's why people keep doing it.
This is a very sharp lady, by the way. She's the really attractive one with the Middle Eastern heritage.
Yeah.
And so she's now a contributor. This Fox Nation thing is kind of interesting. They've got things that you wouldn't pick up anywhere, like the Jimmy Hoffa story and the guy who was the lead investigator on that and what he thinks really happened and talking to the hitman and all this kind of stuff. So it's kind of interesting. So she's going to continue on with the new caravan forming in Central America.
So you have a choice. This family, X family, Y family, wants to come to America, so you pay somebody to bring you there.
Yeah.
So they believe there's a safety in numbers. But aren't they getting the message that they're being stopped in Tijuana, that America is reinforcing its border?
Well, that's exactly the key. So as we continue to secure the border and as we continue this fight, then that message will percolate. But that's part of the challenge and why not just the wall, but the entire border security package that the president and his team are proposing is so important in this fight, because you're never going to deal with the root cause of these issues, which will take a much longer term solution, without having a secure border, without working on these asylum laws.
So you're calling for a regional conference. Why not do it in Mexico, right?
I think that you could look at two partners who have been very valuable to us in the region, Mexico and Colombia. When you look at Colombia, Venezuela is on their border. It's an absolute mess. We started Plan Colombia in 1999. It took about 15 years to get results. We did invest a lot of money, but Colombia invested four times more money than the U.S. just put in. And so we could have a plan like this, a regional plan that focuses, that has people in the region leading it instead of the U.S. always.
Interesting. And I'm not sure Trump wants to give Guatemala and Honduras, because there's so much corruption in those places, any additional money. Colombia, a little bit different story. We have kind of a relationship more with them. Venezuela, don't ever give them any money. Let's go to the Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How was your weekend, big guy?
It was really good. Just kind of a down weekend in terms of work, you know, just sort of messing around with getting some of last year's numbers I assembled, and some preliminaries for tax time. But, you know, just sort of peek-fiddled around the house.
There you go.
Did you see Trump's address down in, was it Louisiana?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I saw him on TV, but we can't, you know, we can't do both show and listen to him.
Yeah, I didn't say.
But what did he say? What did you like and what did you not like?
He was fabulous. I mean, he laid out his case, and he laid the Democrats at the same time. It was a joy to watch.
Good. I'll have to watch the replay of that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, the thing I like about Trump is he just talks in layman's terms. Jerry Beasley that I said, quoted before, he said, put the hay down where the cows can get to it.
Goats, but that's okay.
Goats, okay. But I'm telling you, Trump does that. Don't you think he really connects with just average Americans in that way?
No, that's exactly that. That's his secret. That is his secret. And that's why the media is always criticizing him, because he is in going around them and talking directly to a particular group of people, like a Papa B.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, he was talking about the border wall funding and border security, and really talking about why the Democrats are opposing him. And it's all about the 2020 election. They're trying to rob him of fulfilling a campaign pledge. That's the only reason, really, they're doing it. They voted for it before. They had no reason to oppose it in the past. I think if I was to put a pointer on the reason, it's because they could easily vote for something that they knew would never happen. But with Trump, they know it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, too, it's a personal thing. It's, you know, they personalized it. And they've really, you know, exposed themselves here in terms of their motivations and reasons. And Trump's doing, you know, some things to exploit that. And that's all good.
How long was his speech?
Dan, I want to say it was on the order of 20 or 30 minutes, but I didn't catch the entire thing, okay?
Okay.
I had to catch phone calls and that kind of thing. But it was, the portions that I did hear were extremely good. So I wanted to ask you about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg.
Yes.
Okay, so she's missing now. Is it a second week or third week?
Second week, okay. I believe.
Second week. I think it's more than. I think this coming week is this week here is the third week. But anyway, now I mean, so her medical status is supposedly she's cancer free and resting at home. All right, and I would say that not if but when. You know, she either retires or passes away. The kimchi in Washington is fixing to hit the fan bigger than anything we've ever seen in our lives.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That will be a battle royale for that seat. And here, get ready for the argument, is that you need to replace her with a woman. And I think Donald Trump is smart enough to do that. You need to replace her not with a conservative woman, but someone who's more in the Ruth Bader Ginsburg image. Mm-hmm. And you know what Donald Trump is going to say? Tough noogies. Elections have consequences.
he's just going to re-quote what Barack Obama said.
Yep.
You know, and yeah, it's going to be, it is going to be a battle royale. Now, I got a question for you here about this. At what point would you say Ruth Bader Ginsburg's medical condition is so deteriorated that she has, I mean, is there a point in time when she has to be taken off if she's, what, just on life support or something? Or
I'm not sure if the other justices would do that. I mean, she would have to be. Do you remember the Pelican Brief? The movie Pelican Brief. You remember the Supreme Court justice was in the hospital. You remember he died.
I don't remember all the details.
But
yeah,
right now, what I understand is that she is listening in to oral arguments and she's reading briefs. She's just not physically there.
Right. That's what I understand too. But you know, I mean, if she's being kept alive by life support, for instance, just hypothetically, not that that's happening now, but if she gets to that point, is her chair vacated? I don't know. And I would presume that if she was able to be kept alive at some minimal function, that, you know, the Democrats would never go for allowing her seat to be vacated. What do you think?
They will do everything. They're going to do everything they can to do that, to make sure she's there. Let me read real quick. Impeachment and removal of a federal judge, including Supreme Court justices, requires meeting a high political bar, just as with the president. A majority of the House must approve an indictment to impeach, and two-thirds supermajority of the U.S. Senate would have to do it. And that's for removal. Now, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen.
If she's just like hooked into machines and her body is still functioning at some capacity, they're going to keep that going. That's remarkable. I'm saying that just with incredible. Just incredible. They would do it. They would do it. Just to keep Trump from being able to name that justice. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I think it's true. I think they would do that. Does the other members of the Supreme Court have any kind of say so at all over that? Or
I don't think. Well, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. It only talks about impeachment. It does not talk about incapacitated and. I would have to read the 25th Amendment to kind of see if there's anything else mentioned for incapacitate.
You know, I mean, I don't think the founding fathers could never have envisioned the ability of modern medicine to do what it's able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they never could have envisioned, nor would they have even thought that people would do it. But I bet you dollars to donuts, I bet you an RC and a moon thigh that those rascals will keep her plugged up to a machine for 8 years if possible. You know, just to keep her from being replaced. I can't believe, like I said, I can't believe I'm saying that, but I mean, I bet you that would happen.
Yeah, it would take, if I'm reading this correctly, again, the only way to do that would be... impeachment for health reasons.
Yeah, because I think the 25th Amendment only applies to the president.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, can you believe something like that would happen, Dan?
I don't know. I mean, somebody was on a talk show, on a talking head show, that said, you know, I know her and she's... you know, her mind is still strong, her body is frail, but her mind is strong. As a cancer survivor, I thought it was kind of interesting that they came out and said, no signs of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's an unusual thing for somebody to say that just had a part of her lung removed, to say that there's no sign of cancer. There's no sign of cancer now, but let me tell you what happens with small cell lung cancer. When you cut into the lung, then if there are any what's called an errant cells, they start spreading all over the place. And you don't see that for a while. It may be a month, it may be 6 months, it may be a year.
So they made that statement really not knowing if she's cancer free.
Well, I think they were technically right at that moment. There's no sign of cancer, but anybody who kind of knows about the subject matter, as soon as you start cutting, then you may cut into what's called an errant cell that then spreads to other places.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I've known some lung cancer people, and it's you can think you're all right, but then all of a sudden you're not all right when you wake up or you go and take your CAT scan and boom, there it is again.
I'd like to know more about whether, you know, the Senate, for instance, could declare her as medically unfit or something like that.
There's nothing, Joey, I'm reading, is there anything you've read? It says, everything I'm seeing is that the only way it can be done is through impeachment.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, looks like we're in for an interesting ride there, Dan.
Well, I tell you, under your scenario that you have, that they have her hooked up to a machine, that would be one of the greatest campaign discussions ever. That was there.
Brain dead, for instance. She's brain dead, but her body's still living.
That would be, so in other words, they're doing it only so a Democrat can win, and would that not be a great argument for a Republican to be elected?
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, it would. Absolutely.
He would drive right, Kamala Harris crazy, I tell you that. News Talk 93.1. Thanks, Papa B. Going to be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, this is where we are. Okay. Yeah, speaking of the wall and the caravans coming up, there was an interesting story that Laura Ingram broke. CNN called down to San Diego to get a local television station, and they wanted them to run a story about the wall and the fact that it wasn't effective. Well, the guy who is going to do the story, who is, that's his kind of bailiwick for this San Diego television station, he thinks it is effective, and all his Border Patrol people in contact say that it is. So let's listen to what happened here.
As President Trump headed to the Texas border yesterday, CNN hoped that they'd be able to catch him in a lie and prove there isn't a crisis at all. So a San Diego TV station says CNN reached out for help with their expose. Well, the network was apparently not happy with the reportage that KUSI shared with them. Watch.
The sign of the times in this debate on the shutdown, CNN asked if KUSI would provide a reporter to offer our local view of the debate, especially to learn if the wall works in San Diego.
KUSI offered our own Dan Plant, who's reported many times that the wall is not an issue here. In fact, most officials believe it is effective. The issue we face is the migrants and the debate over their treatments.
Now, knowing this, CNN declined to have us on their programs, which often present the wall as not required in other places, like the stretch of the Texas border the president visited earlier today. They didn't like what they heard from us.
It's just some background for you.
Dan Plan, who does a great job, Dan, I've seen you reporting for a long time. What can you tell me about the discussion that you all had with CNN, and did they explain their sudden lack of interest in working with you?
Well, you know, they actually did a response. And yeah, so here's what happened. You know, every morning in news department, we talk about what we're going to do for the day. We talk about the local news. We talk about the national news. And the only affiliate we have is CNN, because we're an independently family-owned station here in San Diego that likes to tell the truth. So when they called up and said, hey, we would like one of your reporters to sort of fill in the gaps, we're doing a story about how the border wall really doesn't work and they're not that effective. Well, we got back to them. We said, hey, we'd love to do a little talk back with you, because I'm the reporter on the border. I've been there for many, many years, as you know, and made friends with a lot of the Border Patrol agents, personal friends at this point. But when we called back and said, look, we'd be more than happy to provide Dan Plant for you, but he's going to tell you what the Border Patrol agents tell him, and that is that the border walls work.
Uh-oh. So the first part of that story was actually the television station in San Diego reporting what had happened.
Wow.
That's pretty big. So let's go to a break here. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump promoting his border wall at the Farm Bureau Centennial Convention in New Orleans this afternoon, saying the crisis of illegal immigration affects all Americans.
Threatening public safety, overwhelming public resources, straining our local schools and hospitals, undermining U.S. workers, and claiming countless innocent lives.
The president's demand for border wall funding, a key roadblock in ending the partial government shutdown, which is now in its fourth week. President Trump's pick to be his next attorney general, giving assurances about the special counsel's investigation ahead of tomorrow's confirmation hearing.
William Barr will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee it is vitally important for special counsel Robert Mueller to be allowed to finish his investigation and that the results be seen by Congress and the public.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starts out on a chilly note, but we will be warming up by the middle of the week. Our forecast for today calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy, cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, we're not finished with this story. That's where we are. Okay, let's continue on with San Diego reporter gets shunned by CNN because he said the wall actually works. This is on Laura Ingraham.
You actually interview people. It cuts against the narrative that CNN is putting out there, that the border wall is basically racist, it doesn't work, it's a waste of money, no one wants it. It worked at Imperial Beach in San Diego. That whole area changed for the better once that significant barrier went up. But they said today in a response, and I should read it to be fair here, they said, we called several local stations to book someone for a show. We didn't end up booking any of them. This happens every day, many times a day. We did, however, book a reporter from KUSI for a story on immigration and the border wall in November. This is a non-story. Hashtag facts first. Quick sum up.
Well, the quick summary is that we were saying things that they didn't want to hear. We were telling them the truth. What we were going to tell them was, hey, these things work. And from our experience here, from being 20 years here in San Diego as a news reporter, covering many, many border stories down there and talking to the people who work on the border, that the border fences work. And that is not the narrative that they wanted to hear.
Thank you for doing your reporting. And frankly, I don't believe CNN's explanation on this at all. It just doesn't
work. Well, we just try to tell the truth, Laura. We just try to tell the truth.
All right, thank you so much.
No agenda here.
That's pretty good. I like that. San Diego's, they're seeing it on a first-hand basis, what works and doesn't work. But no, the CNN, MSNBC, they don't want to hear that. You know, the story in Wisconsin of Jamie Close, that this is such an absolute miracle what happened. And we're going to get into a little more detail here. This is the lady who actually found Jamie, and she's going to kind of recount her story of how she found him and what she thought. Listen to the very beginning of this, where they're talking about this tree that's down at the courthouse. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got blue ornaments on it for the police, and it's got Jamie's name on it. And the faith of these people, they have that tree, and they kept it up because they felt that Jamie was going to return home.
Standing next to the Tree of Hope, why is this important? This tree was put up in the lobby by court employees, and Peter's going to show you from the very top. It says J-A-Y-M-E in Jamie's honor. And the thinking was that this tree would stay in this lobby until Jamie returned home. There were so many people who believed she was actually going to be here. And so now the thinking is that she's back and she's safe and sound. Their hope is that she will come and see this tree in person. So when Jamie escaped on Thursday, she had no idea where she was or what she was waiting for outside her home where she was being held in Gordon, Wisconsin. Luckily, very luckily, she saw a former social worker. Her name is Jeannie Nutter. She was walking her dog, Henry. Nutter says that Gordon is a safe place where she doesn't even think to take her cell phone before leaving the house. Sometimes she says she doesn't even lock her doors. So when Jamie appeared lost and needing help, they raced to a neighbor's home to call law enforcement. In her first sit-down interview, Jeannie Nutter shares frightening details of the minutes before they made it to safety.
I was at the end of my driveway, and then I saw a young woman who appeared to be in distress. She was probably about 10 or 12 feet from me, saying, I need help. All I knew is whoever this child is, she's in trouble.
What did you see that made you think she was in trouble?
Well, because it was 19 or 20 degrees outside, and she only had a sweatshirt on and maybe some black leggings, and I thought she was in her slippers. Mm-hmm. So I figured she left wherever she had been in a hurry. You know, a lot of things went through my head. So I quickened my pace and got to her, and she just sort of fell into me and said, I'm Jamie, and I said, I know.
Man.
Wow.
I know. And it's so amazing that Jamie found that this lady and Jamie, this was her first connection. So we're going to hear what happened. And you got to remember, so she escapes, and this guy's out there looking for her. And we don't know if he had a shotgun with him that he used to murder Jamie's parents, what he was going to do to try to get her back, what he would have done to this lady. But her calming, she's a social worker, and her calming character and personality really paid off here. This is in the second part of the story.
Did you recognize her right away?
Right away, because her pictures are everywhere.
Yeah.
Then my CPS, child protection brain, really just clicked in. And I knew what was going through my head is, okay, I know your circumstances. I know what happened to you. I know the person you're with is potentially dangerous. My only responsibility is to get you to a safe place.
Why didn't you take her to your house?
It's too close to where the alleged perpetrator lives. Mm-hmm. It's only, and actually his property touches the back of our land.
But at the time you didn't know that was a perpetrator.
She told me that's where she had come from.
Oh, she told you, okay.
So all of this happened so quickly. So in my mind, I'm like, don't take her there. It's just you and Henry. You only have one door. It faces the woods. You don't see the road.
So did you know the Patterson family, or did
no.
you know this did you
I knew
know this
where,
cabin?
I knew where it was, and she pointed to it because you can sort of see it from where we were.
So she named him right then?
Yeah, she named him.
So you
right
knew
away.
Exactly where that was because
yes.
it butts against your property.
Yeah. So
you were thinking if he's following her, then it's just the three of you.
Right.
Henry,
and
you, and Jamie.
Yeah, and there's no way out if he's at the back door. All of that was going through my head, and it was just like, she needs to be in a safe place. Your cabin isn't safe. And I didn't want her to know I thought my place wasn't safe because I wanted her to be calm. I just said, safety, safety, safety. And, you know, that's what we're trained in social work. Kids need to be safe. Get them safe first, ask questions later. I was not calm inside, so I did not want her to know that. So I just practiced all my skills. Talk softly, don't ask her any questions. There were only a couple questions I asked her. First of all, where did you come from? And she told me. I said, is he home? And she said, no. I said, is he in a car? And she said, yes. And I said, what color is it? Because I want, if we ran into the car, I wanted to have some other plan in my head.
That's amazing. So the lady that she bumps into, her property abuts the property where she's being held.
Right.
That is absolutely incredible. I mean, this thing is just loaded with miracles. And for the entire community to be sitting there and waiting and expecting her to return, that's some faith. That's some faith. So Wisconsin people are very special. My brother-in-law was the mayor of Appleton, and I did all Reagan stuff in 1980 in Wisconsin, the tour that we were doing there. And I tell you, those people are special, special people. And it's a kind of a combination of the Midwest with a lot of faith involved that you don't see in some other areas of the Midwest. But they really have this genuine caring for each other and this kind of family atmosphere with a lot of faith. So let's continue on with, this is the lady who found Jamie, and she's telling the story of what happened.
It's that quick thinking that helped bring Jamie home to a family overcome with gratitude. Nutter and Jamie's Aunt Lynn met for the first time on Sunday.
Oh my God, I just wanted to meet you so bad. It's just amazing. I mean, you could have said or done anything, and you did everything so right.
And you got to meet the family?
It was wonderful. I can only imagine what they've been through. Honestly, I feel privileged that I had this little piece of, you know, the puzzle of finding Jamie.
Really, she is a hero because she escaped, but really she ran into you first, and thank goodness that you are a good person. But how do you process that for your own role in this?
Well, that was my job that day, was to dust off your child protection skills and make sure you got this kid to safety. And I just wanted her to know she was going to be okay. No matter what I did, that kid was going to be safe.
Nutter said one piece of advice she can give, when you see someone in need, do something. She said that she just felt blessed to see that her actions helped Jamie return to her family and start her journey to heal. Nora, I can't say enough, bravo, bravo, bravo about Jeannie Nutter. Mm-hmm. Oh. Because she actually went to another house before she went to the final house. There was nobody home, but she didn't want to alarm Jamie. So she kept telling her all along, you're safe, you're safe. I got you, don't worry about it, we will be okay. And she wanted to reassure her that she was close, that she was only about an hour from home, because she thought that that would be very comforting to Jamie. Imagine, Jamie has no idea where she is.
Right.
And Jeannie Nutter is the first to tell her, you're actually still in the state of Wisconsin, not too far from your house.
That is absolutely miraculous. Absolutely miraculous.
Really is.
If she does go to this tree and sees it and sees her name on there and the faith, that will be a Time Magazine shot for sure. I mean, that will be a major event. And I think it could be, this lady is just 13-year-old, and to have this courage and thought process and to be handling this so well. Now, this is the sheriff who is in charge of the county where they found her, or where she was from, rather. And he says just flat out, she's a hero.
Sheriff Fitzgerald, when I saw you last night, you were on your way over to the Claus family home, and you said you were excited, but you were a little nervous.
Yes, I was.
Nervous because?
Seeing Jamie for the first time and what we've worked so hard for, what this community and what the whole nation has worked hard for, and what Jamie showed us, the will of her to survive and the will to escape.
What can you tell us about Jake Patterson? Because we've heard from two very reliable sources that he has, in fact, confessed and that he is speaking. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I can't comment on Mr. Patterson at all. That's part of our active investigation. This case remains very fluid and active at this time.
Are our sources correct? Can you say that?
I can't comment anything on Mr. Patterson.
Are you pretty confident that there's no one else involved in this case?
Yes. From what I've been told by my team, both of FBI, DCI, State Patrol, that he acted alone.
And I want to know about you personally. You have a 13-year-old and you have a 16-year-old.
That's correct.
I mean, you know, most police officers are just the facts, nothing but the facts. Mm-hmm. But we have seen such a human side of you. I remember at the first press conference you said your knees actually buckled. What has this meant for you personally, this case?
It's taken its toll. It's been hard, but there's been a lot of extra hugs at home, and it's been nice. But it's emotional. We're a small town community. We work together, and this community showed its support for Jamie in this case, and now Jamie showed us the will to survive. And she's the hero. There's no question about it.
She really is. She's a remarkable young lady. News 73.1 FM. This hour brought to you by Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Looking for a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, the entire gang at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Lynn, Eric, Danielle. Guys, they have got the car for you. If you want a used car, you need to go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. We're going to be back. Final segment right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, how are you today, Dan?
I'm good, and you?
A little chilly, but I've been meaning to call in for two or three weeks and just tell you what a good job Mr. Electric did for Laurie and I.
Whoa, tell me about it.
Well, they completely replaced our main panel out here. It was a 1977 model, and was still the same one. So they replaced all of that, gave us some extra outlets on the back porch where during the winter we keep some plants out there and we run heaters, and he even brought a trencher and dug a ditch out towards my storage build or my workshop in back so that it now has electricity and I can actually go out there without fear after dark.
Well, how do you have a workshop that doesn't have electricity in it?
Well,
how are you powering your tools?
A real long extension cord.
Whoa.
Which he said, don't do that again.
Yeah, don't do that again. Yeah, particularly with the grounds wet.
Yeah. But Terry was just really great. He was the guy that was in charge of it, and he had a couple other guys from, they were here for about 2 or 3 days and just did a super job. Really nice guys. And we're just real happy.
Yeah, I know Terry and all of the electricians there are top guys. They're nice, they're courteous, they're thoughtful, and that's why Mr. Electric and the whole team there is so good. So I'm thrilled that you had such a wonderful experience, Jimmy.
Well, and it wasn't the cheapest job in the world, but it was half of what we had been quoted by somebody else.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. We didn't tell them that until
afterwards, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I have a name for you. I want to see if this goes back to the 80s. Do you know a guy named Lanny Wiles?
Absolutely.
Well, he has about a 3 or 4 page story in this month's Golf Magazine from the time he went with Reagan to Augusta National.
Uh-huh.
And was held hostage at gunpoint in the pro shop.
Yeah, I remember that. Lanny Wiles is a very interesting guy. He married Pat Summerall's daughter, and she worked for me. And Lanny was an advanced guy, but she, when I moved over to the Reagan Bush 84 campaign, she was working for me, and Lanny was still in the White House. And they lived down in Florida. But when Pat Summerall would come in with Madden, they'd come in on their bus and they would go over to Lanny's house and we'd be sitting there and here comes Pat Summerall and Madden in there. And Madden is a hoot. He's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, this guy sounds like a real character.
He is. He's from North Carolina. Great guy.
He had a comment about Reagan. He said he was the kind of bad golfer who gave bad golfers a bad name.
That's right. That's right. If I remember right, he was playing with Jack.
Times.
Yeah, wasn't Jack Nicklaus there? Did he mention that?
No, I think he was just with some, like the Department of Secretary.
Yeah, Jim Baker was there. I remember that.
And
they had a house that was on the golf course. They had a house. We had rented a house for them at the golf course.
They stayed in the Eisenhower cabin.
There you go.
Which is a little 6-bedroom cabin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not my definition of a cabin.
Yeah. You know how the cabins are. They get bigger over age.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, I am so thrilled that you had a great experience with Mr. Electric.
Yeah. They were really good. Really good.
And where was Lanny's article?
Pardon?
Where was his article? Lanny's?
It was in the February issue of Golf Magazine.
Okay. I'll have to look it up. Lanny's a great guy.
And if you can't locate it, let me know and I'll drop this by the station.
He was part of the original five of us that were advanced guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Sounds like he's still doing similar stuff. So.
Yeah, he is. He was actually John McCain's head of advance in 2008.
Yeah. Oh, could I get in on Sweet Quick?
Of course you can, Jimmy. Give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
3/30.
3:30. Is it 3:30 already? Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate you bringing back that old memory.
Yes, sir. All right. Talk to you later.
You have a great day. That was fun. I like that. Thank you, Jimmy, for that telephone call. Particularly for Mr. Electric. That was really good. We're kind of out of time here, aren't we?
Pretty much. We could fit one last piece in, if you want it.
Let's do the 2020 contenders, Jim McLaughlin and McLaughlin Group.
Asking wealthier individuals to pay their fair share. Same thing goes for corporations. You know, we have corporations, multinational corporations, that are hardly paying anything in federal taxes.
You want to increase the corporate tax rate?
We need to ask them to pay their fair share.
Didn't say how high taxes should be. So where do Castro and others on the credit list of 2020 Democratic contenders stand on the issues? Here to break it down, next to the touchscreen, we got Jim McLaughlin, former pollster for President Trump, his campaign. Jim, so far, it looks like there could be 36 Democrats before it's all done.
Maybe more. The question seems to be a lot, who's not running as opposed to who is running?
All right. Well, the no-brainer last time was that it would be Joe Biden, yeah. But Joe Biden's son had just died, and he said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not into it this time. Now it sounds like he is.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, he'd be 77 years old when he took office. So, but then you compare that to President Trump, who's actually be 76 years old, but right. He's the Energizer Bunny. So it's real interesting. He's the front runner, but I think it's more on paper than it is in reality.
I kind of agree with that. I think Joe Biden's going to implode when he gets in. But there's some interesting candidates. We're going to get into more of these tomorrow. Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, she is very interesting. I think she's going to be too moderate for everybody. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump telling the Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans today that Democrats don't want to fund his wall because he'll win re-election in 2020.
Because I said I'll build the wall and I'm going to build the wall, and it's only one of many things that I promised.
The president earlier today rejecting Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's suggestion that he temporarily reopen government while negotiations continue on the proposed border wall. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia, where he spoke with the Saudi King and Crown Prince about the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Our expectation is that all of those involved in the murder of Khashoggi will be held accountable. So we spent time talking about human rights issues in the Khashoggi case.